We're going to turn now to Pakistan, where a free speech activist was gunned down in Karachi a few days ago. Her name was Sabine Mahmood. She owned a cafe in her home city of Karachi. It was a gathering place for other human rights activists and community leaders trying to improve life for Pakistanis, women in particular. Two gunmen on a motorcycle shot her late Friday when she was leaving the cafe. It's a setback for a progressive minority in Pakistan trying to steer their country away from extremist elements. Pakistan's Prime Minister, Nawaz Sharif, has condemned her killing and announced an inquiry into her death. NPR's Philip Reeves has more from Islamabad.
Sabine Mahmood ran a cafe in Karachi. It's called The Second Floor, or T2F. Actually, it's not exactly a cafe.
T2F is really a space in Karachi that allows people to have the kinds of conversations that they would not ordinarily have publicly.
Framji Minvila is a university professor and one of Mahmood's many friends.
It was a space for the free exchange of ideas. It was a place that was free of any censorship. Any issue that anybody wanted to bring up, any issue as wacky as it might be, Sabine gave you space to actually discuss it.
Sabine Mahmood modeled T2F on the old-style coffee shop with a bookstore thrown in. She wanted it to be a centre for intellectual discourse and a talent incubator. Publishing executive Amina Syed says it became something even bigger.
It grew into a kind of a movement. It actually became a social movement. It became a platform for the young creative people of Karachi to showcase their work. So whether they were musicians or writers or filmmakers.
In Pakistan, rights activists, lawyers and journalists are killed with alarming regularity. The chief suspects are usually Islamist militants or state security agents. Minvila says Mahmood was aware of the risks.
She received many death threats. She received them consistently. Most recently, she received a bullet in the mail. She received hate mail, hate email on her personal account, her Twitter account, her Facebook page.
A literature festival is underway at the moment in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. Yesterday, among the writers, readers and artists were many of Mahmood's friends.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be seated. We're shortly going to begin the session, a tribute to Sabine Mahmood.
The programme was changed to include a session celebrating Mahmood's life and mourning her death.
May you rest in peace, Sabine, and may your legacy continue. Love you.
There was poetry.
Diye aankhon ki munderon pe jala laaye hain. Chand gulhaaye aqeedat hi faqat laaye hain.
And anger.
Isme is mulki.
Mahmood was killed right after holding a forum at T2F about the conflict between government forces and separatists in Pakistan's Balochistan province. It's a dirty war. There have been many mysterious disappearances and assassinations. Pakistan's security agencies stifle public debate on the issue. There are suspicions there behind Mahmood's killing, but no one's sure.
Yes, she may have been killed by people who actually wanted to silence her and to silence this particular subject, but there are many subjects that were actually discussed at T2F, including blasphemy.
Framji Minvila says Mahmood wasn't afraid of nurturing debate about a lot of issues that are generally considered dangerous territory in Pakistan.
Issues regarding free expression, issues regarding the blasphemy law, issues regarding land encroachment, issues regarding government thuggery, about military covert operations going on in the various provinces in our country.
When somebody like Sabine is assassinated, it makes all of us feel like our work has been for naught.
That's Saha Shafkat, an academic, an activist, and one of Mahmood's friends. Those friends are now grief-stricken and worried about their nation's future. Shafkat hopes Mahmood's death will be a catalyst for change.
I hope sincerely that all of us will rise up and demand that no topic be taboo, that discussion be allowed to continue freely in Pakistan, because those are our constitutionally given rights. But I worry.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.